Chapter 37. Jellic came to slowly, with a pounding ache in his head and a loud thumping in his ears. Rising unsteadily first to his knees and then to his feet, he shook off the fog and realized the thumping originated well beyond his ear canal. Detecting his sister's muffled voice, he stepped to the closet and kicked away the chair. Maria practically flew out, her face glowing red with anger. Taking one look at the dazed appearance of her brother, she quickly calmed down.
Austin, are you all right?
He rubbed the bump on his head with a slight wince.
Yes, he replied coarsely. Tell me what happened. It was that American from the research vessel again. He and another man set off an explosion in one of the trucks, then came in here and freed the archaeologist. They must have followed the yacht here.
Where are my Janissaries? He asked, weaving slightly back and forth. Maria pointed to the prone guard lying beneath the conference table.
He must have been attacked with you. The others are investigating the explosion.
She took Jellic's arm and led him to a leather chair, then poured him a glass of water.
You had better rest. I will alert the others. They cannot have gotten far. Bring me their heads, he spat with effort, then leaned back in the chair and closed his eyes.
Maria stepped onto the porch as two of the guards approached.
The fire has been extinguished, reported one of the men. Intruders have attacked us and taken the captive. Search the dock and waterfront immediately, she ordered. Then launch the yacht and scour the cove. They must have a boat with them.
As the men ran off, Maria stared into the blackened cove, sensing that the intruders were still close at hand. A thin smile crossed her lips, her anger dissipating as she contemplated her revenge.